Greetings, church. This is Pastor George filling in for Pastor Rock as he travels to Nyack College this week, I presume for a board meeting, so he'll be returning to you next week. This week, number 37, we visited 1 Chronicles and 2 Samuel as well as some various Psalms. And it is the Psalms that I want to hone in on primarily today, and specifically Psalm 51. And I want to focus here because there's an important transformational principle that's woven throughout the entire psalm that we really don't talk about much. But it's critically important for all of us, no matter how long we've traveled the road in God's kingdom. And that principle is repentance. Now, as you know, repentance is required to gain entrance into God's kingdom. In fact, repentance is the key that opens the door to eternal life and God's grace. In other words, repentance is a non-negotiable for anyone that desires to experience the new birth. For example, in Acts 2:38, Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Forgiveness of sins is dependent upon repentance. And in Mark 1:15, Jesus himself said, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." So this begs the question, what is repentance exactly, and what does it mean to repent? I think the simplest way to think of repentance is a change of attitude and direction in one's life. In practical terms, it requires a humble recognition that the direction you're currently on is the wrong direction, and then taking the steps necessary to alter or change that direction. In his book entitled Soul Care, Rob Reimer put it this way, "Biblical repentance is about changing your mind and purpose. It's about changing the way you think. It's about bringing yourself in alignment with God." And I really like that definition because it describes a condition of being out of alignment with God and then taking whatever action is necessary to bring yourself in alignment with Him, His will, and His purposes. Repentance is not knowledge, it's action. Now, from a salvation perspective, repentance means we recognize that we're following our own way, and that's the wrong way. In our way, if we continue in it, ultimately leads to death. Therefore, a change in attitude and direction is required so that we no longer follow our own way, but we follow Jesus instead, wherever He leads. It means we yield and submit to a new king or governor in our lives. So repentance is required in order to experience the new birth. However, that being said, and the context of what I want to address today is the idea that repentance is also necessary for believers, as needed on an ongoing basis, if we want to grow in our faith, experience transformation, and maintain a healthy, intimate relationship with God. Now, Psalm 51 was written by King David, who was a believer, at a time when his fellowship with God had been disrupted or interfered with as a result of his own sin and his unwillingness to recognize and properly deal with that sin through repentance. Now, like David, sometimes we too can become deceived by the world, our own flesh, or the devil, and as a result, make poor choices that result in sinful attitudes, thoughts, and behaviors, sometimes without even realizing it. Or even worse, we can deceive ourselves by rationalizing or excusing our sin as though we're uniquely justified in our sinful thoughts or actions. And if not brought to our attention and corrected through confession and repentance, sinful behaviors and attitudes can become strongholds that easily perpetuate into life-repeating patterns that, if left unchecked and unresolved, become stumbling blocks and obstacles in our relationship with God and others. And that's the real story behind Psalm 51. Even though David conspired in secret to commit murder and steal the wife of Uriah the Hittite, 2 Samuel chapter 12, He was pretending to live as though none of that mattered or even occurred, or that he was able to evade detection because God somehow didn't notice. But in his mercy, God sent Nathan the prophet to confront David with his sin, providing him with an opportunity to confess and repent or turn away from, and therefore be restored. And once the secret was brought into the light, David immediately confessed and repented. And let me tell you, Psalm 51 is a masterpiece in repentance. Have mercy on me, O God. Blot out the sins, the stains of my sin. Wash me and purify me from my sin. I recognize my rebellion. I have done what is evil in your sight. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. You see, the truth is, David was miserable and a broken mess until he repented, until he got everything out into the open. And God knew what he needed, which is why he sent Nathan to confront him. Confession and repentance are gifts from God that are liberating, but we got to use them. Personally, I pray through Psalm 51 from time to time in order to stay grounded and reorient myself and recognize that I'm vulnerable to attack, sin, and self-deception. And so I just pray through this psalm as though I'm the one that wrote it. I also ask the Holy Spirit each day to search my heart and reveal any offensive way in me. That's Psalm 139. And then I have to take time to listen for him to reveal any truth I need to be made aware of, like Nathan revealed the truth to David. I ask God to help me to see what I can't see, to reveal my blind spots, because Jeremiah chapter 17 reminds us that the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. The bottom line is, I can't always trust myself to be truthful with me, so I need the Holy Spirit to help, or another trusted friend like Nathan to help raise my level of self-awareness. Unfortunately, sin remains a part of the life of every believer, and we won't be completely rid of it until we go home. In fact, John said in his first epistle, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. That's why we should all spend time alone with God on a regular basis in self-examination. Maybe there's a hidden sin you need to confront and repent of. It happens to all of us from time to time. If it happened to David, it can happen to you and me. And when you discover something, remember that David provides us with a model and a real-life example of repentance in Psalm 51. This is Pastor George. Have a great week.